Yeah, the atmosphere was fantastic. We had a lot of our friends and family in the crowds, and so the noise we sort of heard when we were racing was phenomenal. I think it's probably their only opportunity to actually be in the velodrome because of this ticket situation that we found ourselves, having to deal with. So when I found out we were racing at the velodrome in London for one of the World Cups, I informed my family and friends, and many of them had an opportunity then to come and actually support me at the London Velodrome. So,
What's the actual velodrome like to race on? How have you found it as an experience?
I think it was a very valuable learning experience. The velodrome itself is very sort of unique, and to be able to perform at like the team pursuit on that velodrome was excellent, to be able to do it under race conditions.
You competed in the first stage, but not in the second. Was that a kind of coaching decision or?
Yeah, because all four of us need to experience racing on the track, every one of us had an opportunity to ride. I was given the task of performing in the qualification heats, and then Danny had that opportunity to ride in the final heat.
There were some great performances from the British teams, as we know. I mean, Chris Hoy did an amazing job, and Victoria Pendleton as well.
Yes.
As a team, what do you think Great Britain have taken away from it?
As a, you know, as an overall team performance, we've done very well, considering that none of us have particularly rested up for this event. We have got a lot of work still to do. There is definitely room for improvement, and at the moment, we're right where we need to be.
Yeah, I've just had a fascinating conversation with the woman on reception at your Spanish place of residence there
Yes.
to get through to you. You're in Spain at the moment. Just
That's
tell
correct.
us why you're there at the moment.
I'm here training and preparing for the World Championships team pursuit, which is going to take place around the beginning of April in a few weeks' time.
And how are your preparations going there? Because obviously you've had the World Cup event, you've had the kind of competition there. What kind of things will you be working on now?
I think really we need to put the World Cup behind us and sort of now focus on the next goal, which and the training is slightly different at this phase of preparation. So at the moment here in Spain, we're doing quite a lot of endurance work. So we'll be using the mountainous terrain to work on that endurance, and also we'll be using flatter roads to do some speed work in
Yeah.
in that sort of team environment. So it's just another opportunity to work together as a team, but away from, the track itself.
And I suppose, Wendy, we've had that World Cup, haven't we, in London? And as you say, that's gone now. It's given
Yeah.
you a taste of what it may be like come London 2012. But as
Yeah.
all athletes will tell me, it's about concentrating what's happening now and not getting too carried away.
Yes, to an extent. However, that's understandable. Our long-term goal, which is not that far away now, has always been to win the gold medal at the team pursuit in London at the Olympic Games. And I think, the closer we get to it, the more focused we are on the actual goal itself. And so really, we're using this World Championships as a stepping stone to take us a little bit closer to the Olympic Games. And it's not too far away now.